Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Come on.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Thank God for that song selection to change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Every Christian should have that in their heart that they want to be more like him. Hallelujah. And to be that, to do that, the change must have to take place. Hallelujah. A transformation must take place, that we be changed from the things that we were born into. But Psalm 51 would tell us we were born in sin and Satan in iniquity. But I'm so glad that God allowed change to come up on us, knowing that we can't be changed unless God do it. Hallelujah. Unless God allow it to be. For he is the supreme ruler, and the only way we can come to him, he has to first beckon us. He has to first call us into this, what we call Christianity, that we may be changed, that we may be transformed. Hallelujah. One thing to do it, it's a daily thing that you should do it, that you will be changed, that you will be transformed by the renewing, to renew your mind daily. Hallelujah. To practice walking with him daily, because if heaven is your goal, you're going to do it eternity. So you might as well practice daily if you're going to do it eternity. Hallelujah. Good morning to you again. We say good morning. Thank you for turning aside that we may go a little farther. Go a little farther. Praise the Lord with this hallelujah thing that we call life. We're so thankful to be able to gather again. We count that as a privilege, even as a blessing, to come to you. Hallelujah. That we may reason in his word with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're one may edify another, that we will continue to pray that God will have his way. Praise the Lord, that God, the God, our supreme ruler, our Father. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, we open this thing, hallelujah, up to you. If there is a prayer request, we're open. you like to say good morning. We open. We open on things. If you need to know how to get in, you just push the one button and say good morning. Hallelujah. We're here and we'll open you up. If you want to have a question at any time, we'll open you up. Praise the Lord. God bless you. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving up on our hearts, Lord, to say thank you for your goodness. So thankful for your abundance of mercy. Father, now we ask, Father, you would consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread, Father God, that we may consume, that we may partake, that we may accept what you have for us in your word today, Father God. Thank you for another opportunity. We want to say we love you, and we thank you. We ask prayer for those, hallelujah, that, and you know each and every one's special need before they ask. Take care of your children's special need. And our plea and our prayer, we lift this up to you. Hallelujah. The mind, if it needs regulation, if it needs peace, if it needs understanding, we ask that you give it. And the body, hallelujah, need to be put in subjection. We ask that you do that, Father. Do it for us, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, and remove any hindrance spirits that would hinder us, Father. Let your word have a free course in us, with us, and through us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it all. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But yet another opportunity. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes it's good to tell you, God, thank you. You know, he's been having us dealing with faith and belief and hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today we'll talk about how to apply God under troubles and how to behave in prosperous and in adverse circumstances. Oh, praise the Lord. Over there in James 1. We'll start at that first verse. Praise the Lord. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings, he say. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptation. Divers temptation, knowing that we, hallelujah, we will be tempted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will be tempted. We will be even tested. Christians, listen, Christians teaches men to be joyful under trouble. This is what it's talking about, to be joyful when you should count it all joy. when you fall into temptation, because it is trying to test that you say, if you say, Lord, I'm going to do this, thus and that. So opportunity will present itself for you to do that you say that you're going to do. Hallelujah. So we should count it all joy when we find ourselves being tempted. We should count it all joy when we find ourselves being tried, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And we've been talking about that faith, that hope is going to work it patience. But it's all right. So, because verse 4 tells us, let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. He, God is going to prepare you if you listen at him. He's going to prepare you for whatever trial and tribulation that you go through. But he wants you to count it all joy when you find yourself being tempted, being tried on that you say, Christ is my firm foundation and my solid rock. So sometime your foundation is will be tried to see if you are true to that what you say to Christ. On Christ is the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So let's check out this that you say, knowing this, that the trying of your faith working patience, the trying of your hope is working patience, the trying of that you believe that will take you through beyond that you see. Hallelujah. That you see, it takes you, that hope that you have, don't look at the, like I told you, the circumstance, that hope that you have, it takes you beyond that is around you. Your what is surrounded by you may not be true to the end of the situation, the end of it all. Hallelujah. But you, that you believe from the beginning, take it all the way to the end. That you have hope in, that you stand on, let it have its perfect work. Hallelujah. Let patience be patient and let it continue. Don't be so quick that when trials come, Lord, get me out of it. But Lord, that you allow to come upon me, let it do the work that it needs to do, that I may learn the lesson, that I may learn, that I may gain, that I may gain, that I may gain, that I may gain, that you have put before me, that I may, God don't just do things just to be doing them, but he allowed things, hallelujah, to strengthen us. Every trouble is not meant for our destruction, but just like I told you, a weightlifter have to put on more weight to get stronger. if he just working with that he have, it don't do him no good until he put on more weight that he can become stronger in that. Hallelujah. Spiritual things, spiritual weight have to be put upon us sometimes that we can become stronger. But when we doing that, but let it be patient in it, that it can go ahead and perform that it was sent to perform in you. In you, let it have that perfect work, being patient, being steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work. Hallelujah. Well, much as you know that your labor, that you're going through, is not in vain. You're not just going through something to be going through it, but God has so perfectly designed it that whatever it takes, hallelujah, for you to grow, that what he would allow to come up on you, but let it have its purpose. Keep the faith. In other words, faith working patient.
Keep the
be patient. Wait on him. That he may that ye may be perfect and entire. And you will end that when you're perfect and entire, you'll be wanting nothing. But verse 5 will tell you, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. If you lack wisdom, let him ask. Some people, they'll run all around town and asking many questions of many people, but they won't look unto God and ask who has all answers. And God know you better than we, and he know if there's any trickery in your question. Hallelujah. So that oftentimes, that's why people, instead of running to God, they may run to you, that they may try to trip you up. But if you generally want to know, ask of God. He'll send somebody your way with the answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll speak it to you. You might not want to hear it. He may go through somebody else. You might not want to hear it. But it's all him speaking to you if you generally want to know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Over there. In another chapter, it will tell you. Hallelujah. If your father, if you better wicked know how to give good gifts. We are wicked, but we know how to give good gifts. So how much more that our Heavenly Father, he knows how to give he won't give you misunderstanding if you ask for understanding. Hallelujah. If any of you lack of wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and unbridled not, and it shall be given him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven, and the wind and with the wind and is tossed. You see something that's not anchored good. Every little wind that blow is just tossed to and fro. It don't have no foundation. It ain't rooted nowhere. And even and one thing, Brother D, that blows real good is our trash.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Come on up in here. Trash will blow real good because there ain't no firm foundation. Any little wind, trash is going to blow. Even physically, even carnally, even tangibly, that you can see when any little wind blowing and this any trash loose and not contained in a container, it'll just blow up and down the street, all through the yard. And if your life is buried that way, in anything you involve yourself in, and the trash blows, and if you're not careful, it's going to blow in you. It's going to be tossed in you. And you'll find yourself with any little wind blowing, it's just going to blow. Just like the trash is blowing, you're going to blow as well. You're going to be tossed because you not have spent any time with God and allow him to make you anchored, to make you have a firm foundation for he that wavereth. You'll be wavering because any little thing, any little doctrine, you're jumping
come
here,
on,
you're jumping there, anything
you
hear, you
yes,
jump
sir,
over.
Yes, sir.
Just
yes,
like
sir.
The trash, when every little wind, you're blowing. But let him ask in faith. Let him ask in hoping. You're going to hope to receive. Hallelujah. You're hoping to gain. That if you want anything, let him ask of God. See, God give it to all men liberally. saw men liberally, said it, and it unbridled it not. God will give you the honest truth, even if it's about yourself. He'll hold back nothing. Hallelujah. And if you receive it, if you believe it, then you'll be benefit of it for the better. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Oh, Lord. Right there. You wonder why prayers is not getting, and if you wonder why seem like you're so distant, but let, are you being are you being like trash? Ask yourself. You ask God questions all the time. Ask yourself some questions. Do self-examination on yourself. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. It's there. I'm going to read it one more time. James 1 and the 7th verse say, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 8 follows up. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Ain't no foundation in you. Any little thing, you find yourself being a busybody. You're running here, 10 little stuff, then you're running that, 10 little stuff. You're stirring up trouble. You're breaking peace. You're not acting like you got good sin. And you're double-minded, man. You're two-faced. Hallelujah. Yes, double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Not only that way, but every way that he has is unstable.
Every way, yes, sir. Every way.
Double-minded man,
yes,
unstable in all his ways. He says, let the brother of low degree rejoice that he exalted. See, God is just, he's beautiful and he's wonderful. If you find yourself, if you stop and do self-examination, let the brother of low degree humble yourself. Hallelujah. And you're gonna be able, when you humble yourself and fix that is in you, when you remove the being out of your eye, when you remove the mote that's in your eye that you may. When you do self-examination, remove the beam out of your eye that you may see clearly. The mote that's in your brother eye, see, you got a big old beam in your eye, and it's hard for you to see, but that brother that has something lesser, you make that huge, but the problem is in yourself, actually.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But when you remove that, when you fix that, when you humble yourself and be of low degree in that, you're going to be exalted. God, when you bow down and humble yourself and repent, then God will exalt you and lift you up that you may see clearly. Hallelujah. That you may understand. But the rich is that he is made low. But the rich in that he is made low because as the flower of the ground, he's there.
Pass away.
Listen.
Pass away. Yes, sir.
As a flower of the grass, he's going to tell you his end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I got thank
words,
you, Lord Jesus. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. We're in the New Testament, but we'll go back to the Old where he can show you how he speaks about those that are wicked. He showed you their end, their end, their end, their end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Psalms 37, the first verse will tell you, fret not thyself because of the evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. It says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Hey, Hallelujah. But it, verse 3 will tell you, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. and in that you're going to find yourself, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Listen, it's right there. It's in the book. He's going
right
to,
there,
when
right
you
there.
Delight yourself
yes,
in him, you don't have to worry about your enemies. You don't have to worry about your troubles. Because God is going to come through and give you the desires of your heart.
Yes, sir.
Verse 5, it'll help you out. It's
yes,
that way unto the Lord.
Come on, man. Don't do it. Trust
also
do
in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he gave that support. He will support. If you give him some time, just sit back, be patient, and watch him work. Just watch him. Watch him come through each and every time. Hallelujah. He said, and verse 6, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Some people, they get gain, but they don't get it rightfully. Some people get that quick money, but they don't earn the money. Oh, hallelujah. Anything worth having, and for you to keep it, you must earn it. You must earn it. You must put in a day's work for a day's pay. and when you do that, be honest with yourself and honest with God, and God will reward you. We told you just the other day over there in Hebrews, hallelujah, about that sixth verse, you must believe that God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you seek it, he's going to reward you. He's going to reward you. He's going to lift you. He's going to help you make it even with your faith. He's going to increase it and encourage it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. James, back it over here at James 1 and 11. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withered the grass and the flower thereof. And the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Hallelujah. In his ways. You know how the rich try to get richer. Hallelujah. But God soon will cut them down if they're not being godly. But sometimes God will pay you off cheap. You may go through this world with great riches, and do nothing for your soul, but you find yourself lifting your eyes. Come on, that be. You find yourself lifting your eyes in torment, and one torment is separated from God forever. That's one torment in itself. But your body being torment with the heat, with the flames of hell, because you did not do or live in the way that was prosperous and for your spirit. For the sun no sooner risen with a burning heat, hey, but it withered the grass. Hallelujah. But it withered the grass and the flower thereof, it faded. Praise the Lord. But the rich man, he's going to fade. Hallelujah. But the rich, it says, shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Verse 12, blessed is a man that endureth temptation. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed is, but when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which
yes,
the Lord has promised to them that love him, which the Lord has promised. See, God will make good on his promise. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will. Yes,
he'll make
will.
Good on
yes,
his promises. Blessed is the man that endured that. You endured that temptation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You, in other words, he did not let temptation overtake you, but you overtook it. And that temptation, you resisted. You remained loyal to the Lord. You remained steadfast, unmovable. You kept the faith. You didn't give up your hope in God. Blessed is the man that endures. Hallelujah. Endure. Do we have any time to endure with God? Can we stay with God? Hallelujah. When it ain't popular, can we stay with him? Hallelujah. In that, in consecrated, hallelujah, blessed in the avatar form, but made holy, hallelujah. You're made holy, hallelujah, in that when you resist, you're made holy. When you resist, when you endure, hallelujah. Holy is the man. it says blessed, but in this fashion, blessed is the man in the adjective form. Blessed is the man. In other words, holy is the man that endures. You make yourself holy when you endure temptation, but when he is tried, hallelujah, you shall receive the crown of life. If you want to know how to make it, resist that God that don't like, the God that whistles that when he warns you. Go right instead of go left. When he gives you heed to his warning, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. If you love him, you're going to resist. If you love him, you're going to obey him. If you love him, you're going to try to please him. If you love him, you want to see him smile. We used to sing a song, Brother D. God has smiled on me.
Smiled on me. Yes, he has set me free.
God has. Yes, if anybody still interested in God, has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has. Anything I ever needed, hallelujah. My continual trust and my hope was in him, hallelujah, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. I love him. He loved me, so I'm going to take care of this relationship. Let no man say when he is tempted, listen, I am tempted of God. But God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. See, God can be tempted, and we are trying to be God-like. Hallelujah. So God is not going to use something on us. Hallelujah. That will harm us. Hallelujah. But he will allow things to see what you yet have need to work on, Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And you'll see where you need a little bit more strength. I need a little. I've been in the storm too long, and I need a little bit more time to pray. God, find me up. Let me find in God a shelter, a resting place, a leader, so I can regroup, repair, restore.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every man is tempted. Let every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, he bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth there is no reward in sin. There is no reward in sin. So you might as well separate yourself from it. You might as well try that in enduring temptation. You might as well try to be holy, live a little bit holier than you have been living. You might as well try to do the thing, what thus says the Lord. And you find yourself being an illustration of faith when you find yourself doing what thus says the Lord. You find yourself not erring. Hallelujah. 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 And verse 16, do not err, my beloved brother, because then you can accept verse 17, every good gift,
every perfect gift
is from above and cometh down from the Father of light,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
With whom there is no variance. need a shadow of turning. Great, in other words, I tell it to you in a song, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning. He won't turn from you unless, if you're walking righteous, he won't turn from you. Hallelujah. Only he'll turn towards you and cover you. how do I know that? All Psalms over there again will speak to me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide upon the shadow of the Almighty. I know that. Oh, he will be my shelter when I'm trying to be right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My shelter, my shelter, my shelter. Oh, hallelujah. Cover me when I'm trying to do the thing, when I'm trying to do what thus says the Lord, need a shadow of turning. He won't turn from you, but he will turn towards you. But when sin is all over you, all wrapped up in it, he has to remove himself. Hallelujah. That's why Christ, the Son of God, felt like he was forsaken because of all the sin on Calvary's cross was put up on him, and he was hanging there, and God had to look the other way because all the sin was put up on him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cannot be tempted with evil, so why would he tempt us? Neither does he tempt us. He cannot be tempted. He won't tempt us with it, but the adversary comes. He comes to try to make you not be untrue. He comes, hallelujah, to try to try you. He comes thinking he's doing you a disservice. But if you lean on the thing that's eternal, hallelujah, the thing that's eternal, the hope in God, the trust in God, the thing that is eternal, the thing is everlasting. If you lean and depend upon him, God will continue to keep your hand in his hand. He'll squeeze it a little tighter that you may, hallelujah, hold on when the winds blow. You may continue to hold on. When lust try to conceive you, God will hold you. If you turn to him, he'll hold you. If you endure, if you resist, but you have that free will. So in your free will, if you decide and choose to go and do the things that's displeasing to the Lord, he'll allow you to do that. But then at that point, you will be conceived by your own love, and that will bring forth sin. And when it is finished, when the devil is finished with you, it'll bring forth death. You may not die physically right then, but you're dying spiritually. Yes, oh, hallelujah. There's a separation. Your relationship is messed up. You know how you is when you're married and you just put in that doghouse. You'll find yourself. Yes, if you love that wife, you'll find yourself what you have to do to get back into her good grace.
Get back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Her good graces. Hallelujah. If you've been hanging out, leaning with, and listening to the devil, you find yourself being separated from the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Hallelujah. But
yes,
come on,
sir.
Back. If you keep your faith and continue in the faith, and when you're tried, count it all joy. Hallelujah. Because you know a perfect work going to be worked in you. But let patience have that. Let that just trying to tell you, endure it, resist it, and endure it, and show to God you mean just what you say. If you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, in other words, if your mouth and your heart line up together and the thing that you say, you mean it from your heart. Hey, hallelujah. Believe, accept it as being true. Hallelujah. You say, I believe the Lord Jesus. Okay, accept it. Act like you believe it. Do something about it.
Yes, sir.
Where's the evidence of it? That did you say?
Yes, sir.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and come down from the Father of lights, with whom no variance, neither shadow of turning. Thank you, Lord. Need a shadow of turning. Praise the Lord. Of his own will beget he us with the word of truth. Listen.
Truth.
That we shall be a kind of first fruit of his creation. Ain't nothing like the first fruit. Hallelujah. Again, Brother D, we used to sing a song, Take Me Back. Take me back, dear Lord.
Back, dear Lord.
To the place where I first
believed.
Take me back to the place where I first believed, where I first accepted, where I was on fire for you, Lord. Where in the morning it was Lord. All through the day it was Lord. At night it was Lord. And my first conversion, all I saw was God. All I needed was God. All I wanted was God. Take me back. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Well, first, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
First,
take me back where I used to say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Take me back.
And he pitied every girl.
When the song was burning on your heart for the Lord, take me back.
Yes,
take me back. Take me back. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When I first felt you, Lord, take me back. When I first seen of you, Lord, when you worked miracles in my life, take me back. Put me in remembrance, Holy Spirit, for what you've done for me. Hey, for me, how you made a way out of no way. Take me back. Let me remember how sweet it was and how sweet it is to be loved by God. Hey. Thank you, Lord. What for? My beloved. Brethren, let every man be swift to hear, listen, swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Oh, for the wrath of men worketh not the righteousness of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Listen. For the wrath of men working, not the righteousness of God. He tells us, be slow in this. Don't be so ready to go say what you're going to do to somebody. So be careful. Hallelujah. It may not go the way you think. Be careful. You better let God, hallelujah, let God be in that. For we got to have to answer to everything done in this body, every deed done in this body. We got to, hallelujah, answer for that. Thank you, Jesus. Answer for that. Hallelujah. But thank you, Lord. For the wrath of man working not the righteousness. Listen, for the wrath of man working not the righteousness. One more time. For the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. But he said, wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear. Listen, stop and listen sometimes. God may be trying to talk to you. In the midst of the wrath that's about to come, God may be trying to speak to you if you're swift to hear. If you're swift to hear, but if you, and especially if you're slow to speak, you're going to be open up to hear God and surely be slow to wrath, because that next verse tells you, God knows interest how bad we can be, how tough we can be, how we can throw somebody a man, or how we can show we the baddest man in the room. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your
soul.
Hallelujah. He's able to save your soul. Hallelujah. He's able to save your soul. Hallelujah. But it said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own soul. See, when you hear it and don't do it, because the scripture told you, faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. You got to hear that, then that believing and hoping that you hear in the word of God, that you hear, believe and hope in that, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Well, when you be doers and hearers only, you deceive your own soul.
Mm-hmm.
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like like unto a man beholding his face, his natural face in a glass. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah! If you don't after you hear it. And if you don't do nothing about that that you hear, if you don't become a doer, hallelujah, you're deceiving. Not only are you deceiving your own self, but the thing that when you behold your own face, you won't even believe that God is trying to point out to you. Hallelujah. Come on, but let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But let a man examine himself. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you examine yourself, hallelujah, God will bless you when you examine yourself. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what matter of man he was. Oh, hallelujah. Listen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You forget that God, when you start hearing and stop doing, you forget that how God has set you free. You forget that God has delivered you. You forget that God has brought you a mighty long way. And then you're either slipping to self-righteousness, but you'll start craving for the things of the flesh, and you'll forget, and you'll slip back. Hallelujah. Forgetting what matter of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continuing therein, he being not a forgetful
here,
but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. It's right here in the book.
Right in the book. It's
you
right
there. Be prosperous.
Right,
you want to stop. You want to stop feeling like you just overcome on every hand. But God want to put you as an overcomer, not only in finance, but an overcomer in all aspects, that you will be the lender and not the borrower. You'll be the head and not the tail.
Yeah.
You'll be above and not below. In every aspect, God wants to do it. He wants to do this for you, but he is a covenant God. He wants something as well.
Righteous.
He wants something as well.
Yes,
you to do it.
Yes,
you to show it. If you're a Christian, show it.
Show it.
It'll be some signs somewhere.
Ought to be some signs. Show some signs.
It'll be some signs somewhere. If any man, among you seem to be religious and brother not his tongue, O Lord, but deceive his own heart, this man religion is in vain. Oh, hallelujah.
In vain.
It's in vain.
In vain.
In vain.
Yes, it is.
In vain. You can go and turn somebody up with your tongue. You don't have necessarily cuss at them, but if you just make them feel so low and it don't even bother your heart at all. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Lord, you need to go back. You need to go back. Go back when you first believe. You need to go back and read that in the Bible where it says what the first commandment and the second commandment. The first is love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, thy soul, thy heart, thy strength, and the second is like it to love thy neighbor as thyself. I gotta love Brother D as I love myself. I gotta love Rev. Brown as I love myself. I gotta love Rev. Tim as I love myself. I gotta love Brother Willie Dog as I love as myself. I gotta love Aunt Mother as I love myself. Brother Nutter as myself. I gotta love him the same as I love myself. No sane man will cut up on his own flesh. Hallelujah. But the same thing. The same thing I want God to do for me, the same thing I want him to do for you. If I want God to set me free, I want God to set you free. If I want God to show me his love, I want God to show you his love as well. The same thing as I want for myself, I shall want it for you.
For you. Yes, sir.
And I do all I can. I love it. I'm hard on myself and I'm hard on others because I want God, hallelujah, to be pleased.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you can get the same reward. The reward I'm trying to get. I want that same reward for you as well. So because I love you and I care for you, any man among you, hallelujah, seem to be religious, but you don't brawl his tongue. You don't watch what he say. You don't care about her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't care about your feelings are hurting you so bad. Now, it's a difference when it's for your good. Let it hurt to help. But you don't bridle your tongue.
You're
cussing people out. Cussing them out, but you're trying to put curses on them with your tongue.
Yes, sir.
You curse them with your tongue. You tell them there ain't nothing, and it's going to be nothing. You try to speak their preacher over them, but instead of you lifting them up, they said, all right, that's all right, you failed, but just repent and get back up and keep on, and I'm praying for you, and I'm hoping for your success. That's when you bless them. You bless them with your tongue. I'm hoping, I'm praying that God will lift you up. God will deliver you. God will set you free. The same God that did it for me, I know he'll do it for you. This is
he'll
how
you
bless people with your tongue. But
yes,
don't be one that bridles not his tongue, but deceive. When you bridle that, you deceive your own heart. This man, religion is a thing. The book tells you right there, verse James, James first chapter in the 26th verse tells you that you're deceiving your own self. But verse 27, and we out of here, pure religion.
Come on. Yes,
pure religion. And undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
From the world.
Keep yourself unspotted. In other words, protect your witness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Show you how. Hallelujah. Don't be guilty of blood, guiltiness, but don't abuse the blood that was shed for you, that should cover you, that should cleanse you. Let it have its perfect work. Let it cleanse you. Hallelujah. Let it clean you up that you may show yourself finished, a finished product. No, God will keep in secret with you and he that thing that you're yet working on, huh? But he'll show towards men that you're unspotted. Hey!
Mm-hmm.
And to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now, if you're not trying to work on that secret thing, you're unfolding. As a man will see.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. See, but if you trying to work on it and you just need a little bit more time to pray, or you need a little bit more time to restore yourself, regain yourself, you took a hit that your guard went up and Satan slipped in there and made you stumble. But when you realize that you stumbled, you repented and tried to do better. That means mercy and grace will cover you.
Yes,
when you're trying to do his will. Love will hide that. We try to do his will. Sometimes we falter, but we're trying. Sometimes we miss it, but we're trying. When you're not making sin a practice, oh hallelujah! But somewhere you fell short. But in your shortness, you tried to correct that. You tried to correct it with the best way that you could. Pure religion. This is pure religion, and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless, some that without fatherless. Hallelujah. Visit them and help them if you can. You be surprised how much a kind word goes. Hallelujah. And to keep himself unspotted. Hallelujah. That God may use you when you're unspotted from the world. When you keep that you yet still have need of, that that you yet still working on. Hallelujah. Don't just but see, because everybody not ready to hear what you're dealing with, but those that are close by you that were going to help you pray, because they want to, you can reveal that to them, and God will give you a prayer partner sometimes to help you overcome. But those that don't mean you're no good, don't let the left hand know what the right hand doing. Those that
right
mean they don't mean nothing for your success, but anything they can get on you that they feel like it's dirt, then they'll go try to spread it abroad to discredit you. But you keep coming from them because they don't mean you no good. But God was giving somebody that's going to pray, hallelujah, because they love you, genuinely love you, and they want to see your success in Christ Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. God bless you. I pray something been said or done to help you along your way. Just the ones that want to help you, hallelujah, believe in and trust in him, keep the faith in God. Hallelujah. How to apply God under trouble. Under trouble. How to apply God under trouble. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
hey,
you.
Real. You said yes, how to apply God in time of trouble. If anyone's listening to Rev this morning and don't understand what he just stated to man, I've been telling you all for the last 2 weeks, brother, my brother's preaching hard to you. He's truly just laid out the road to salvation to man. My brother said, how to apply it to man. If you go back and connect the verses that he gave you, sister and brothers, you will see just how to apply it. Look what he says. He says a double-minded man, so he's unstable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But a double-minded man, being a doer of his word and not a hearer of his word, he receives his word, his own self. So what do a double-minded man need to do? A double-minded man needs to do what? He needs to go back and find some patience. And he needs to allow patience to work. When he allows patience to work, he'll drop down to what Reverend Hill just gave you in verse 6. He'll drop down and he'll find that he will act in faith. And he won't be wavering. See, if he go back and let patience work on him, he'll stop rocking and reeling. And he'll be in the grass, verse 6. And I'll show you something else, Reverend Harry gave you this morning. See, Reverend Harry hit home this morning. Reverend don't even know how he hit home this morning. God is so good to man. God, Reverend hit home this morning. Here's what Reverend gave
you.
Reverend told us about our tongue. And the Bible has told man that the power of destruction is in the tongue. The sixth verse of Ecclesiastes says, suffer not their mouth to cause their flesh to sin. That's something else Rev hit. See, I tell you, if you just listen to him, sister and brother, he hit hard this morning. Rev went over to the book of Isaiah. And when he got to the 37th chapter, I was sitting there on pins and knees. I was like, Rev, come on now. Don't read me. Don't do me like that. Rev. Don't read my sin. Don't read my sin. So seeing that Rev wouldn't read it, I'm going to give it to you. The Bible says, and he stopped at the 7th, I'm going to give you 8. Rev says 37:8, it says, cease from anger. Come on, brother. Get out that mirror.
Thank you.
And forsake wrath. Get out that mirror. Get out that mirror. Says, fret not thyself to any wise to do evil. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, really, get out that mirror. See, I had to, as Brett was reading, I used to read that, and I would tell myself, brother, get out that mirror. See, because sometimes when you look in the mirror, you really can see. A lot of times you don't. But if you look at it, if you look in that mirror for truth, you really can see. And I saw something when my brother was talking. Real said, a double-minded man. He's unstable. But in order to see God, you got to be stable. You got to be.
Sir.
That's why Real told you. He said, if any man among you seems to be religious, and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart. See, you see what I'm saying? Deceives his own. See, I'm fooling myself.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, that man religious is in vain. See, sister and brother, we got to stop fooling ourselves. I have truly enjoyed this word this morning.
This was a word of truth this morning.
I enjoyed. I enjoyed this word this morning. He deceives himself. Man can stop deceiving himself and become a doer. A hearer and a doer of God's word. Of God's word.
Thank you, Lord.
Patience. Be patient, my brothers. Be patient.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the word this morning, my brother. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. I thank my Lord and Savior for touching the man of God this morning to give
thank
us
you,
the
Lord.
Word. Feed me till I won't no more.
Yes,
I say it again, feed me till I won't no more. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Brother D. Thank you for encouraging words and helping us with clarity, with the clarity of his words. God, God's word is so awesome.
Yes, it is.
His word is so awesome. See, when we rejoice in it, no matter who giving it, God can speak it. But you gotta see, some people they miss their blessings if
yes,
they don't want to necessarily hear who's up. Some people they ruin their own blessings because if God can speak through a donkey,
yes, sir. What would He do for me or you?
Yes, sir.
What would He do for me?
He loves us. But men have a problem sometimes. They cut God out because it's
not
whom they want or not the vessel that they want how to hear God through and from. But
amen.
When you love, be lovers of His word, because His word is faithful and it's true. And when you're a lover of that, you just want to hear it. And you're expecting the God to give it and give you a new revelation of it. And then when you turn back and say, how we used to say in Sunday school, this is what I got out of the lesson today.
This is what I get out
of back and bless.
Yes,
hallelujah. Bless that you give it back to the one that tried to bless you. And
what are you doing?
It's all joyful in the Lord. Because I heard Him say, I heard Him say,
scriptures,
and I was blessed in that He said, this is what love will do for you when you come together in love,
indeed.
Hoping and expecting God will be a blessing all the way around. And
yes,
we can all rejoice. We all can rejoice. And when we leave from being assembled, we'll say, did not our hearts burn within?
Yes,
God spoke with us, by the way. Didn't we have a good time as He sat and He supped with us? Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
See,
God
which
God.
I won't know.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hey.
Thank you,
hallelujah. God bless you. God. Praise God for
yes,
you.
Sir.
Thank you, Lord, for helping us. All the way
around. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Helping us
yes,
in answering prayer. Helping
Lord.
Us and teaching
Lord.
Us.
Lord.
Helping us in our, when we get our hit. Because don't get fooled. The adversary is in the earth trying to destroy, trying to make you not receive
that
the God is giving, trying to twist it up and twangle it up in your mind that you don't get it in your heart. But God comes by and have another speaker to add that to that that's already been given. So it helps block out the thing that the adversary is trying to do.
Yes, it is.
And we're all blessed by it. How good and perfect it is. when brotherly love continues, how good and perfect it is. We abide in His Holy Spirit and He talks with us. How good and perfect it is when we love one another. How good and perfect it is as we come together and we humble ourselves and we await and we expect God to do something. How good and perfect it is when we come on one accord. Come here, Acts. They were all together
Lord.
In one place. Hey!
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for watching. If you don't
thank
believe
you.
It, Brother D, if they don't believe it, just only thing they got to do is watch it.
All you got to do is watch it. That's all you got to do is watch it. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
That's all you got to do is watch it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch him.
I can't say but to God they serve. But to God I serve. But to God I serve.
He can do exceedingly and above.
Yes,
all that we can ask or think. It ain't even entered into our mind the great things that he can do and wants to do. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
But we got to have what? That faith.
That
hope.
Yes,
hallelujah. That's all he needs.
Yes,
all he needs to make it happen for you. So you would know that it was God. Because I had hope, but in my hope, it wasn't no evidence. But God came and he made the difference that you were yet hoping in.
He made
that faith. He turned around and made that faith be sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He turned it around.
Thank you, Jesus.
So it won't always be like this. God will perfect that concern in me, and sooner or later, it's going to turn in my favor. Sooner or later, turn it around for me. Want to turn it around, Brother D?
He'll turn it around.
When people say you ain't gonna be nothing, God, turn it around.
When men count you out,
God, turn it around. It won't always be like this. God will perfect that concerning me, concerning you, and sooner or later. It's going to turn in my favor. Thank you, Lord. It's going to turn it around.
That's all you got to do is watch him work.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm sitting here. This word this morning is true. I mean, it's just tremendous. God leaves no stone unturned for man.
Right.
As I sit here, and I'm just looking, and my mind just keep just flashing at my brother.
Thank you.
Count it all joy.
Thank you, Lord.
When you fall into diaper temptations.
Yes, sir.
And then,
yes, sir.
Then after he told man that, if man pay attention to what the word is saying, he told you why you should count it all joy.
You should count it all joy
because knowing this, that the trying of your faith. See, that's when you fall into temptation. He just, the Satan is trying you. He said that the trying of your faith work is patience. See, God gives the questions, and then he gives the answer. All you got to say. Here's another Rev gave this morning. Rev said, I heard Rev read this morning. He said, for if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. Well, he turned right around and told you who to ask. He didn't tell you to go to the school. He didn't tell you to go to the school teacher. He turned right around and he told you, he said, ask of God. And then he told you what God would do for you after you ask him. That gives to all man. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Be out here what he's saying, sister. If any man lack it, let him ask. God is giving you the questions, and God is giving you the answers. How can you fail the test? How can you fail the test when you got the answers to the question? All you got to do is allow him. That was another verse you gave. And I fell in love with it when you told man, "Do not err, my beloved brother, because every good gift." And every perfect gift, see, every gift is not perfect. He says, but every perfect gift, God told me I gave you the answer again, didn't he? Tell you where it came from. He said, it comes from above. It comes down from the Father. And he told you, he said, but look, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. You start thinking for yourself. You start leading yourself. You start letting God be your guide. I love that real. You said you start letting man be your guide, but the Lord showed you how to get back to it. He told man, he said, then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. I heard Rev say that. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Now, who wants to die? I heard Marky sing a song saying, I want to live on up in glory. You should want to live on. And he told you how to, God told man how to live. Then he said, do not err. Do not err. The word is so true. The word is so true. My grandmother used to always say, a fool can't err and a baby can understand. And that's God's word. God's word is just that plain for me. All you got to do is get in. Again, my brother, I thank God for you. I thank God for the word. For the word. I thank you for the food this morning. Now I can go and say I am full. Thank you,
man.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
He has chewed his freedom this morning.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. He has freedom this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Praise God. And Martha gave us some nuggets. I'll read them. To learn the call. Learn the call. As a call, he said, you were bought at a price, 1 Corinthians 6.
At a price.
in other words, God purchased us. Hallelujah. 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 You were bought with a price. Learn the cost of it. Salvation is infinitely costly, but absolutely free. There's a great cost behind salvation, but it's absolutely free unto us because Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were bought. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First Corinthians 6, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. He purchased it. Hallelujah. We were purchased. Our God. 1 Corinthians 6:20 will tell you, for ye are bought with a price.
With a price.
Therefore glorify God in your body, listen, and in your spirit, which are God, but your body, for ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For ye are the temple. God purchased this body, even this flesh, it belongs to God. For it houses a Holy Spirit, which is God, that wants to live in you and dwell in you. And in that, he wants to dwell in a clean temple. And your spirit, it belongs to God as well. He's the author. He's the finisher of our hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For ye are bought with a price. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, which belongs to God. They're here. Hallelujah. Learn the cost of that. Learn the cost. Hallelujah. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. God keep you as a prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God, hallelujah, be wonderful in your life. Give him some time and watch him work it out. watch him work it out. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll pray. Continue to let God have his way. Continue, hallelujah, to worship him, adore him, and love on him. You see, God is not going to allow you to do all that and he not do something back for you. If you praising the Lord, and you just tell him thank you for the good and the bad, watch him give you something else to thank him for. If you said, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for last night lying down. Lord, I thank you for this early morning. Wow. Lord, I thank you for the you looked upon my way and you did my golden moments to roll on a little while. I'll talk to the Lord sometime. Tell him you thank him and you recognize what he have done for you. When you know and recognize what he have done for you, you set yourself up for what he will do for you. God will deliver on time. Hallelujah. He'll deliver. He'll make a way. He'll set you free. He'll uphold you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, and you know, you might be real close to it. Let me bless you with this little song before we get out of here. You might be real close to it. Listen to what Marvin is talking about. You might be real close. Listen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I must be close to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes
trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle. 'Cause here comes confusion, problems and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. To whom must you?
We must be close, Brother D. God is about to bring it to pass. We must be closer.
Yes,
don't give up. Continue to hold on. You might be right at the point of God delivering you, right at the point of God setting you free, and you give up too soon. You might be right at the point of that that you've been praying for, that you've been asking for, your breakthrough. You might be
right there.
And the adversary knows that God is about to bless you through your hardship, through your trials, through your hoping for healing. You might be
right there
at the brink of it, and you give up too soon. But I must be. Hallelujah. That should bless your heart. The reason why it tells you, rejoice in that, because you're close. You're close.
Because
you're close. He's trying to give you something. He's trying to, the adversary trying to pray you off too early, but trying to make you entice in your lust after things, whether it's drugs, money, women, but you must be close. Stand fast to what God wants to give you. It's going to be more better, more greater than what that temptation has to offer you. You must be close. Hallelujah. You must be close. You must be close. We must be close. Listen, people, we must be close. What God has for us. Don't throw in the towel. We must be close. We must be close. Hallelujah. Because the adversary knows his time is shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter.
He's going to
disrupt you. He's going to try to discourage you. He's going to try. But Jesus said, faith desires to accept you like we, but I praise. I already talked to my father about it. That your faith, hallelujah, won't fail. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God. We must be close. Hallelujah. We must be close. Listen, that dude, we're talking about God's about to bring in the past. God is about to bless somebody. You should be rejoicing over the trials and the tribulation. You should thank God for that you're praying, that you're hoping. God's about to bring it to pass. Oh, hallelujah. He's about to. Oh, you have that same testimony that he's good, he's able, he's done this, he's done that. You ought to be able to talk about him, hallelujah, talk of his blessings. You're going to be able to brag on God the Father, because he came through in God the Son, and even the Holy Spirit came and he comforted me. Well, these three, well, they are one. Hallelujah, they want to work. Allow them to work. Watch them, brothers. I am trying to set you up so you can watch them. Watch them come through. Hallelujah. I must be close. Thank you, Lord. We should rejoice. We must be right there at the brink of it. But he's done so much. He's done so much and is doing so much. But we have to clear our vision so we can see just what he's doing. Just what he's doing in us, with us, and through us, and all around about us. Don't let your judgment get cloudy what the adversary tried to present. But look through in faith and watch God open it up for you, brighten it up for you, make it clear to see. Watch him lead you. Watch him guide you. Watch him carry you. Watch him.
Just watch him.
Hey, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I must be close. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I must be close. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray. We pray. We pray something said, done. You felt something. Thank you. I know I felt your prayers. hallelujah. I know I've been set free. I know because the prayers of the righteous, it tells me that it availeth much. The fervent prayer of the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous, it availeth much. It unfolds. It tears down the anointing. It destroys the yoke. Hey! Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
God bless you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Must be close. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, praise God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you for turning aside. Thank you for listening. And Brother D, thank you for your comments because it encouraged my heart. It strengthened my heart. It even gave me a different outlook. So, he blessed all the way around. I just tell God, thank you for his love. Hallelujah. For allowing us to come together in love and in faith and hope and expecting God to do something. And at the end of every broadcast, we can say, God did it. We didn't do it, but
yes,
God did it. We were just vessels that we used, but
yes,
God did it. God has
it.
It told us if we lack anything, if we lack wisdom, what?
Just ask.
So we can always ask God that he comes through each and every time. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He promised to give it to me. He promised.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
It's true. There's no shorter than his word. Yes, sir. Dear God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Tell him thank
Praise
you.
Praise the Lord.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go to God in prayer.
Praise
Him. We just want to tell God thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, being with us. And we go to God and pray. Father God, we just come and say thank you. We're just talking to you, Lord, telling you thank you, realizing that it was you that made the difference. It was you that made us. It was you that brought us. It was you that carried us. It's you that's keeping us. And we'll continue to lean and trust and hope and depend on you. Hallelujah. Continue to make that way for us, Father God, that you will continue to guide us with your spirit, that you will continue to protect us, Father God. We thank you. We love you. We thank you, and we love you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Thank you for every caller, every listening, every prayer, everyone hoping for the success that we hear from you. Thank you for being in attendance. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Go with us. Stand by us. Protect us in these highways, these byways. Protect us. Keep your loving arms of protection around us, Father. Keep us safe in Jesus' name. Bless our bodies, our minds, our hearts, our spirits. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Keep us in perfect peace, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you for it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, God. Say the same. We'll meet in the morning. But one more time, I must be close. I must be close. Everybody.
I must be close.
Thank you,
to my destiny. Extremely close to my victory. Cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow. Extremely close to my miracle. Cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire. But I won't smell like smoke, I'll be better than. Anticipating.